the one.
Medals, 8 gold, 12 silver, and 12 bronze, exceeding my expectations for Team USA in Vancouver. The Canadians win the hockey gold on the ice for the women. Let's hope it's not a preview of what could be for Team USA if they should get to the finals and meet the Canadians in the men's final in the battle for the gold. Two zip was the final score when the buzzer went off. Third straight Olympic gold for the Canadians. So how about that? Competition of another kind, though. The focus of America tonight on display. You might have seen some of it on C-SPAN. That's where we start. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between. And coming up in another 10 minutes, speaking of politics, we're going to talk about global warming. Remember, we look at all sides of the issue. We've had Cal Bisner on from the Cornwall Alliance, who says it's nothing but a bunch of crap. Now we've got somebody else coming on, John Moore, who disputes that and says there's evidence quite to the contrary. So this could be interesting. Let's first jump to that bipartisan health care summit. President Obama concluded the day-long affair by saying that an accord actually might be possible. But I don't think the Democrats and the GOP are going to walk across that bridge together. From anything that I saw, things got hot at some points, and to be honest, since I watched most of it, it was a snore fest, actually. But there were some bubbling up moments. Here's one of them with John McCain.
They want a uniform treatment of all Americans. So I hope that that would be an argument for us to go through this 2,400-page document, remove all the special deals for the special interests and favored few, and treat all Americans the same under provisions of the law so that they will know that geography does not dictate what kind of health care they would receive. I thank you, Mr. President.
Let me just make this point, John, because we're not campaigning anymore. The election's over.
I'm reminded of that every day.
We can spend the remainder of the time with our respective talking points going back and forth. We were supposed to be talking about insurance. Obviously, I'm sure that Harry Reid and Chris Dodd and others who went through an exhaustive process through both the House and the Senate with the most hearings, the most debates on the floor, the longest markup in 22 years on each and every one of these bills would have a response for you. My concern is that if we do that, then we're essentially back on Fox News or MSNBC on the split screen, just arguing back and forth. So my hope would be that we can just focus on the issues of how we actually get a bill done. And this would probably be a good time to turn it over to Secretary Sebelius. Who,
could I just say, Mr. President, the American people care about what we did and how we did it.
I think it's a subject that we should discuss. They absolutely do care about it, John. And I think that the way you characterized it obviously would get some strong objections from the other side. We can have a debate about process, or we can have a debate about how we're actually going to help the American people at this point. And I think that's the latter debate's the one that they care about a little bit more.
All right, so this is pretty much how it went down. There was about 40 senators and representatives and then some administration flacks who were pretty much shoulder to shoulder in this table for 6 hours, just going back and forth kind of like that. There were moments where things bubbled up. C-SPAN carried complete coverage of this, so wall to wall. And then there were cable networks and public broadcasting and others that were able to cut in there or carry large chunks of it anyway. I'll be curious to see how many people spent time watching some of what was being discussed. It was pretty much the same thing that we've been talking about over and over again. And you heard McCain there mention the 2004 pages. He's talking about this new document now that is the document from Barack Obama and the administration, which is pretty similar if you kind of melded a little bit of the House and a big chunk of what the Senate bill would be. That's what this piece of work looks like. That's what his document looks like. So after all is said and done, we're back to square one. And the question is, everybody agrees that there needs to be some kind of reform, but how do you fix this thing? Pretty much across the board, the poll shows, and that's what McCain was prodding him about there, the president, that Americans want solutions to the problems of the high medical costs. And also access to coverage, and they want quality coverage across the board. The pre-existing condition is the big thing that almost everybody agrees on. But other than that, there's a real chasm or a split over what's being proposed with the $1 trillion 10-year price tag attached. And the very complex provisions. In other words, all the gimmies that are loaded down in this. And, you know, some of the provisions on the health side won't even kick in for 8 years. The bills pretty much, as we've said all along, would require most Americans to get health insurance and then giving subsidies for some in the form of what you would call a new tax credit, I guess. That seems to be the thing that's being pushed the most. Then there would be this competitive insurance market, so-called anyway, for small businesses and people having to get the coverage on their own. And the thing is, if they didn't get the coverage, they would be penalized. So there would have to be a new division, I'm assuming, in the IRS, or people specifically hired to be the watchdog over that. Because how do you manipulate those numbers? How do you come up with who's getting the fines? And there are a bunch of other things that are also included in this, things that we have debated on this show for a very, very long time. So there were barbs being exchanged. We'll have more on the summit. And it looks to me like the Democrats, if they have enough even, at this point will go for the so-called reconciliation or nuclear option. It could come down to that. I think the one thing coming out of this is the president is adamant that there's going to be some kind of health care legislation. If he can figure out a way to get it through at whatever cost, I think that's what's going to happen. It's interesting because Thursday before this started, there was a USA Today Gallup survey that was released that found Americans pretty much went 49-42 against the Democrats, pushing ahead by themselves without any Republican support. Opposition was even stronger to the idea of the Senate Democrats urging all the special budget rules, with 52% opposed and 39% in favor. So we're at a crossroads, but it's where we've been for a very long time. Stay with us. Coming up around the bend, we're going to talk about global warming with John Moore. You don't want to miss it. Hang tight.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you like vitamins, say ILikeVitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ILikeVitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, shiitake, Androcete extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a 1-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ILikeVitamins.com. That's ILikeVitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ILikeVitamins.com.
What's happening with healthcare after that six-hour sit-down between some of the major Dems and Republicans? But we'll cruise on back to that a little bit later this hour. Right now, excited to have this next guest because we present, I say this all the time about America Tonight, it's about a conversation, and I always invite all sides to jump in. And right now we're going to be joined by John Moore, and he's got a different take on global warming. In fact, he's got a DVD called Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. And you know, on this show, we talk to so many people in the political world about other things that the government is not telling us. So it'll be interesting to find out the scoop on what we don't know about global warming and this debate that certainly is wild and rampant across the country. Hey, John, thanks for spending time with us on ATN.
Kate, good to be with you. Thank you.
You know, as I said, we look at all sides of everything here, and we just a couple of weeks ago, you certainly know what happened with the emails and the major scientists, the stuff that was released
right
in the UK, and then the attacks back on that, and you know how crippling all that was, and of course, then off to Copenhagen in the middle of all that controversy. How much damage do you think was done as a result?
Well, the cover story is falling apart. The first thing I'll ask you and your audience, Kate, is the following question. Would the federal government of the United States of America lie to us?
Yes.
Of course. And if there was 1,000 people in the room with you and I, 1,000 people would be laughing and giggling and nodding their head. Yes, of course they would.
Yeah.
Global warming as presented by NASA and Al Gore is a cover story. The cover story is falling apart around their ears. They decided in 1979 that what would be happening 30 years in the future needed to be concealed, and they came upon this cover story to conceal what's really going on, which is eventually going to be rapid, abrupt, and violent climate change and rapid and abrupt and violent ocean rising matters. I stumbled upon these Navy veterans about 5 years ago, and it turns out there's thousands of them who have retired and moved to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks because of classified briefings they attended beginning in 1979. Classified briefings had told them about violently rising ocean levels, and they were all shown the map that's on the article that I sent you, No Need for Panic,
right.
The map that's on my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. The classified Navy map is showing what will happen with these ocean levels probably in the next couple, 2 or 3 years.
And so when you say that, explain to everybody who's listening, because they don't have the luxury of a lot of the information that you have and the information that I have, when you talk about the ocean levels, I mean, it's like you see in these Hollywood pictures. You know, there have been those epic pictures where everything melts and comes down and we're just covered over in water, basically. I can't think of the names of the movies off the top of my head,
well,
but you know what I'm talking
several.
About.
The most recent was 2012, which
yes.
came out in December.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And then several years before that, it was very cleverly done, The Day After Tomorrow.
Yes.
Which was came out during the presidential election cycle. And they had the actor who pretended to be the president looked just like Al Gore, and the actor who pretended to be the vice president looked just like Dick Cheney. So no matter who won the election, they had one of their actors looking like one of the winners. getting back to the topic at hand, the U.S. Navy's been briefing these men for 30 years about violently rising ocean levels. What they told these men in these briefings, and they're still doing it, by the way, is that the East Coast, West Coast, Gulf Coast, and the Mississippi Valley will be dramatically changed. Everything 400 feet and above sea level and lower is at risk of being wiped out, according to the U.S. Navy, not according to John Moore. And that's what's so critical about this. What's so critical is these events are going to be happening in the next 2 to 3 years as opposed to 40 years in the future, which is the official government timeline put out by NASA and put out by Al Gore. Around 2050 is when these things will be bad. There's lots of evidence, what I call circumstantial evidence. As you know, Kate, I am a homicide detective.
Right.
And I provide the Google searches on my DVD for people to look up themselves and find the evidence that the government's doing these things right now because they have no choice, moving critical infrastructure to high ground right now. Of course, something most people are aware of is the seed, as in garden seed vault, built at the edge of the Arctic Circle in Norway with some financial help from Bill Gates. It was completed in the summer of 2008. This is mainstream news.
Right.
And Bill Gates is not the kind of man who would spend several million of his dollars 40 years before it was needed. It was built and completed now because it's needed now. The CIA is moving to Denver now because they have to move now. The NSA is moving from Fort Meade, Maryland, to both Denver and Utah now because they have no choice. If it was 40 years in the future, Kate, these men and women would all be retired and gone and out of the system. Why would they move them now unless they needed to?
And see, you know, to the answer, the kickback to that is if I call some politicians, you know this, and you go round and round and say, okay, listen, here's some evidence. Take a look at this or take a look at some of the stuff that we have here, and here's some proven things out. You know, there's always a way to refute it. And I guess what you're saying is, okay, so quietly, subversively, put people in place, have everything ready to roll, just like in the movies that we were talking about, like The Day
right.
After Tomorrow,
right.
And be damned the American people, because we can't save everybody, so that's better not risk a panic. Is that the idea?
They're not concerned about panic, Kate. half the jobs in this country are provided by small business. Many of these business owners are financially independent, and they don't want these people making very reasonable, calculated decisions that they're not going to open the doors and go to work Monday morning. They're not concerned about panic. They're concerned about the economy shutting down because people who have the financial wherewithal just decide to take care of their families instead of run their businesses. That's what they're concerned about.
And so when you're you've done this research and stuff and talked to the Navy guys that you've talked to, what do they say what is their fear? Are they afraid of being attacked?
They're not fearful of anything, Kate. They were told in these classified briefings, gentlemen, this will happen in your lifetime, not your children's or grandchildren's. Mm. This will happen in your lifetime. When you retire, move to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. It's one of the known safe havens. And that's what they've done. I'm in the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks myself. I teach concealed carry training, Kate. Almost every pistol class I have has at least one Navy veteran who's here because of the map that's on my DVD, Global Warming, what the government isn't telling you. And one of these men has decided to go public because he's not retired so much as he's disabled from being exposed to nuclear radiation on one of these subs. And they can't take that away from him. Most of these men are fearful of having their retirement pulled by the government if they go public with what they know. But Tim Spencer, my friend Tim Spencer, has gone public. He and his wife are from Central Florida. And we were having lunch one day, and his wife says, John, I don't like cold weather. I don't like ice. I don't like snow. I don't even like Missouri. But I'm here because of that darn map. It's very true, Kate. That's what these men were told, and that's why if you do the Google searches, you can find the evidence yourself.
Yeah.
And it's called Continuity of Government Contingency Planning.
Yeah.
And this goes back to the Eisenhower administration and the Cold War. But since 1979, the Continuity of Government Contingency Planning has been the deal with rising ocean levels and dealing with it right now in our face, not 40 years in the future.
Right, no kidding, to try to save who you can, I guess. We have to have, this is such a short time, we have to have you back on again and dive further into this, but we have a minute left, and John, obviously you have a DVD and you're going
right
public with all the information that you know. What's in it for you? What do you want to see happen?
Well, I want to see people safe, and if they call my toll-free number, they can get my DVD 24/7. It's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543.
All right, we'll have you on again, and we'll dive a little bit further into this. John Moore, as you said, you got to really check out the map, because then you get a better sense of what he's talking about. Again, all sides of this, believe what you will, but it's interesting in some of the material that he has. Go to the website, thelibertyman.com, and check that stuff out. All right, we're going to check out more on that summit coming up around the bend.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, When you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We are now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Blunder of the day coming up here on America Tonight. Before we get to that, Summit, did it really change anything? And the answer is, from somebody who watched it, the answer is no. The answer is no, no, and no. Except for that maybe the Democrats put on their side of the show to push forward inevitably to try to go it alone. That's what it's kind of looking like to me. Now, they did come together on a couple of healthcare issues, but the key disagreements on any kind of reform or any of these bills that are out there, you know, it hasn't changed. And I already said this, there is a sharp divide on this whole thing, and we know it. So did this accomplish anything? Well, it depends on how you look at it. Can you really have bipartisan cooperation? I think particularly on something like this is the key thing here. And okay, so two sides did come together. There were a few moments of fireworks, as I said, and you'll hear more from the summit. But they were able to come together with a few things. And, you know, the things that they agree on are the things that almost all of us agree on. Okay, who thinks we should reform health care in some way? Raise your hand. Oh, my gosh, my infrared glasses show me that everyone across America agrees with that statement. Even if you like your health care. So, okay, so we agree upon that. And then where do you go from there? And that's truly what it is. You start with that one basic statement, and then you move off the ball from there. The problem is health inflation that is driving a lot of people over a personal cliff. And the worry over premiums. I mean, anybody, I don't care. I could take anybody in this fabulous audience that calls frequently. We could take Stu in Kentucky, who feels blessed that he has the health coverage that he has, who's had heart procedures. But, and just recently, not less than a year ago, had his wife had a baby. But he wouldn't be happy if his health care shot up 39%, like the people on Anthem Blue Cross, some of them in California. So certainly you have to be concerned with some ridiculous amount, some ridiculous jump. And then there is also the pre-existing condition thing. Almost everybody would agree that something has to be changed here. And I really think it goes back to some of the key things like the competition. More competition for insurance, like anything else, more possibilities for better rates, better premiums down the line, right? The king of the hill wins, or we hope so anyway. And there was talk about the purchasing pools, and Democrats said they could accept Republican ideas for associations or small businesses to pool together and shop for health plans if the government would set minimum standards. But Republicans don't want the federal government to be very involved, and this is your key difference. Less government or more government. Start with it wide open, and the evil term of socialized medicine, and work backwards from there. And when you keep working backwards again and again and again, you'll finally hit the GOP, and that's not to have the government, the heavy government involvement. And the concern in that case is over, a lot of it is over business. Then there's also the, like I said, the pre-existing conditions, and that one. You could have these high-risk pools where people with high-cost conditions could get health insurance. But Democrats say that the way it's put out there by the Republicans, the pools would be underfunded, so they wouldn't be effective, and it wouldn't make any sense. The idea on face value sounds good. Okay, we got Ed here working for the company, and he's draining the pool. He's in that high-risk category. We got to put him someplace else. So he may, you know, we can't all carry the ball for Ed. And the problem is that it could be underfunded. I guess if there was a mandate to have a certain amount there, if you could do that, but then that's more government involvement. And then there's the medical malpractice. There's a big dispute between the Democrats and the Republicans here. And this is, you know, could there be some compromise? Republicans like the idea of capping non-economic jury awards. And this was one of the things that John McCain, who spoke a lot during this summit, is pushing for. He likes that approach. However, the Democrats and their army of lawyers, the trial lawyers, have rejected that repeatedly, again and again and again. And see, this goes to the every situation is different. Somebody's leaving instruments inside you when you are sewn back up, and so you have a grounds for a lawsuit there. But then there's the frivolous lawsuits, and then there's, in some cases, the good baby doctors who have been driven out because they can't afford the malpractice insurance, and sometimes they're sued for ridiculous things that they don't have any control of and aren't as dire as they are made out to be in court. So then the president came up with the state-level pilot programs. He announced this establishment of it that the Republicans say they just don't go far enough. And, you know, as McCain said when he was talking about the programs, do we have to experiment pretty much? Why are we experimenting? And, you know, in the case of the Democrats, they say there should be no limits on payments to people injured with medical problems, with medical mistakes. But this is also what is driving up premiums and the cost that you pay when you go to the doctor. So there are a lot of things that are at odds here. But what hangs in the balance is our future health care. And it affects every single one of us if some decisions are made, whether you're stone cold loaded or you only have two dimes in your pocket. If something happens, it's going to affect you. If you're stone cold loaded and they make you pay for everybody else who doesn't have any money, then you're not happy about that necessarily. If you don't have any money in your pocket, you're not happy with the suggestion that if you have a job that barely pays you, you could be fined if you try to opt out of health insurance because you'll ruin it for everybody else. So you're going to not be fined. You're going to have to pay a tax on it. And so why would you want to pay a tax if you can't? You see, that cancels it out. You'd have no health coverage, and then you get fined for it. So the same alarm bells pretty much are there. There at least was some conversation, and there were, to be honest, there were a few things that were agreed upon. So it wasn't a totally frozen over meeting. You know, it wasn't, we're having a staring contest. I stare at you, and you stare at me, and we'll see who blinks first. It wasn't that bad, but you can tell that not very much has changed. I mean, really, it hasn't. And we're going to let you hear in a few minutes what some of the other politicians think and how it went and whatnot, and if it's really going to amount to a hill of beans. You know, that's the bottom line. So you take the 6 hours, you put it on the tube, you roll it out for everybody to see, and is it going to make that much more of a difference? And, of course, when you get the politicians in the same room and you know that the midterm elections, the seats are up for grabs, there is always going to be some politicking involved. I think part of it was CYA for everybody that was in the room, and they wanted to come across that way just in case you actually had a chunk of American people who weren't busy watching soap operas or The Price is Right or whatever else is on at that time of the day. If there were people involved, you know, and it was your chance to speak out or say something, it would fall in line with whatever you've been telling your constituents. Hey, there's something we have to follow up on here because I got an avalanche of emails about this. The whole killer whale thing. The whale that killed the trainer, they're saying, isn't going to be isolated. This has to be one of the worst stories that I've heard, sadly. You know, a trainer, any kind of an animal trainer, obviously they love animals. So what specifically happened is you had the woman who was, her name's Dawn Branchot, or was, who was there with the whale kind of off to the side. The whale grabbed her, and that's what happened, grabbed her and dragged her underwater, so that killed her. But what SeaWorld is saying is we're going to continue working with the whale that killed the trainer. We're not going to do anything to the whale. We're not going to let the whale go. The whale, Tilikum, is still going to be part of the, part of what we do here at SeaWorld. Now, I hate to say this, but if there is rubbernecking at these parks, you can bet that this whale is going to be a whale that everybody is going to want to see, because now everybody knows, like a horrible accident, that this whale has been involved in two other deaths. So that's three. And the last death before this one, same thing. A Canadian trainer dragged underwater by him and two other whales and killing them. So that this is now three. In the meantime, however, killer whale shows are suspended at the location. Once it comes back online, you can sadly believe the fascination with this whale. But he's not going to be isolated from the other seven whales, because this whale, this male whale, fathered some of the other whales and is going to continue mating with other whales. There's something about talking about that. It just rubs me the wrong way. The woman that worked with the whale, though, knew that these were some of the possibilities of what could happen. I don't think ever imagining it would, though. A 1,200-pound creature basically reaching up, grabbing her braid in its mouth, because that's what happened, and dragging her underwater. Oof. She pretty much died, they think, from multiple traumatic injuries and the drowning. Hang with us.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Interesting if the Democrats and the Republicans, if we called it a debate. Who do you think won the debate? The majority party or the other party? You know, I mean, I hate to be a weenie about this, but I'm going to say it almost was just like a draw to me. It seemed like a draw. You had this 6 hours on and on. At times, it was more exciting to watch paint dry, you know, that old expression. I got to be honest about it. And then there was these bubbling up of passion. You know, there'd be this moment where there'd be a disagreement. It would sort of, like, flare up in the room and then go away. That's why I call it a draw, because nothing, there were a couple of things where you could see there might be some compromise, but overall, both sides leave, I think, pretty much feeling the same way they did when they entered the room. You know, it's like that the old joke about how many meetings can you have in a company, more meetings than there are days of the year or whatever. And I worked for a company like that once, and you just got memo after memo, and there was meeting after meeting. And the funny thing was, every time you left the meeting, nothing really got accomplished. And it kind of reminded me of that. Nothing necessarily got accomplish. I pretty much have spelled that out for you in this first hour here on America Tonight. But let's get some more reaction. Here is one of our long-term senators who's never shy about his opinion, Senator Lamar Alexander.
We want you to succeed, because if you succeed, our country succeeds. But we would like respectfully to change the direction you're going on health care costs. And that's what I want to mention here in the next few minutes. I was trying to think about if there were any kind of event that this could be compared with. And I was thinking of the Detroit Auto Show, that you had invited us out to watch you unveil the latest model that you and your engineers had created and ask us to help sell it to the American people. And we go and you do that. And we look at it and we say, hey, that's the same model we saw last year. And we didn't like it, and neither did they, because we don't think it gets us where we need to go, and we can't afford it. So as they also say in Detroit, again, we think we have a better idea. Your stories are a lot like the stories I hear. When I went home for Christmas, after we had that 25 days of consecutive debate and voted on Christmas Eve on health care, a friend of mine from Tullahoma, Tennessee, said, I hope you'll kill that health care bill. And then before the words were out of his mouth, he said, but we've got to do something about health care costs. My wife has breast cancer. She got it 11 years ago. Our insurance is $2,000 a month. We couldn't afford it if our employer weren't helping us do that. So we've got to do something. And that's where we are. But we think to do that, we have to start by taking the current bill and putting it on the shelf and starting from a clean sheet of paper. Now, you've presented ideas. There's an 11-page memo on the – I think it's important for people to understand there's not a presidential bill. There are good suggestions and ideas on the web. We've made our ideas. But it said it's a lot like the Senate bill. It has more taxes, more subsidies, more spending. So what that means is that when it's written, it'll be 2,700 pages more or less, which means it'll probably have a lot of surprises in it. It means it'll cut Medicare by about $500 billion. And spend most of that on new programs, not on Medicare and making it stronger, even though it's going broke in 2015. It means there'll be about $500 billion of new taxes in it. It means that for millions of Americans, premiums will go up, because those, when people pay those new taxes, premiums will go up, and they will also go up because of the government mandates. It means that from a governor's point of view, they're going to be what our Democratic governor calls the mother of all unfunded mandates. Nothing used to make me madder as a governor than when Washington politicians would get together and pass a big bill, take credit for it, and then send me the bill to pay. And that's exactly what this does with the expansion of Medicare. And in addition, it dumps 15 to 18 million low-income Americans into a Medicaid program that none of us would want to be a part of, because 50% of doctors won't see new patients. So it's like giving someone a ticket to a bus line where the buses only run half the time. When fully implemented, the bill would spend about $2.5 trillion a year, and it still has the sweetheart deals in it. One's out, some are still in. I mean, what's fair about taxpayers in Louisiana paying less than taxpayers in Tennessee? And what's fair about protecting seniors in Florida and not protecting seniors in California and Illinois and Wyoming? So our view, with all respect, is that this is a car that can't be recalled and fixed, and that we ought to start over. But we'd like to start over. When I go down on the floor, and I've been there a lot on this issue, some of my Democratic friends will say, well, Lamar, where's the Republican comprehensive bill? And I say back, well, if you're waiting for Mitch McConnell to roll in a wheelbarrow in here with a 2,700-page Republican comprehensive bill, it's not going to happen, because we've come to the conclusion that we don't do comprehensive well. We've watched the comprehensive economy-wide cap and trade. We've watched the comprehensive immigration bill. We had the best senators we've got working on that in a bipartisan way. We've watched the comprehensive health care bill, and they fall of their own weight. Our country's too big, too complicated, too decentralized for Washington, a few of us here, just to write a few rules about remaking 17% of the economy all at once. That sort of thinking works in a classroom, but it doesn't work very well in our big, complicated country.
All right, you got to love that. I wanted you to hear the whole thing, because he made some, I think, pretty valid points in that. I believe the same thing, because of what he pointed out about the special interest. Why is it fair what happens with Louisiana and what they get, the break they get? or the seniors taken care of in Florida? What about the rest of the seniors? And you're talking about 17% of the economy. His analogy with the cars and the recall, I think, was right on. But I think there has to be parameters. Comprehensive is, it's outrageous. It's astronomical. It's like what he's talking about with all the deals and the wheeling and dealing. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked. There certainly can be reform. Have a timetable. Have some serious timetables. Go to it, put it together, and the areas that are agreed upon, fiscally spell it all out, look at what it'll do to the states, and go from there. And with the idea that less is more. Change is necessary, but do it sensibly instead of the ramming down the throat approach, which is part of the problem of this health care reform in the first place, because it felt like it was thrown out there in the dark of the night, and it was going to suddenly be rubber stamped, go through, and nobody would even know what was on it, and it would affect every single one of us. So a lot of what Senator Alexander said, I happen to agree with, and this is why I think pretty much nobody changed their minds in that room. It's the same thing that we've heard. All right, quickly, the blunder of the day. I promised you that I would tell you about this, and I'm going to give you the payoff here. How about this? Two agencies in the Department of Homeland Security lost 1,000 computers in 2008. You know how much that cost us? $13.3 million. So, yeah, we're running out of money because people are losing computers. I'm not kidding you. I can't make this stuff up. And also, stolen, damaged equipment, guns, indicate that Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Customs and Border Protection lost 985 computers, too, and some other things. The total inventory of lost and stolen equipment was almost 2,000 pieces, totaled $7.5 million. ICE's inventory, meanwhile, over 1,600 items. And that equated to $5.8 million if we break it down. I mean, if I looked at this, if I was in charge of this and I looked at the inventories and I saw what was going on, you know how many security breaches are there? You know how much insider theft? You ever work for a company or where they tell you, don't even take the pencils because if you do, you're fired? Don't think about taking a roll of toilet paper. And this is what happens. $13.3 million? Shocking, although I shouldn't be shocked, right? Oh, yeah. Also, 235 night vision scopes. Yeah, they were missing, too. I swear. You know how I always say I have that infrared vision? I did not take one of them. Nobody gave them to me, I promise you. Anyway, that is our blunder of the day. On that note, I'm going to bid you adieu for this hour. You can shoot me your thoughts at americatonight.net.
The election's over.
I'm reminded of that every day.
Well, yeah.